following Everton is the Palace game. There remains a chance that we could win the league against Palace.
That's my preferred option, by the way.
It is the preferred option, yeah. I think everyone would rest easier with that one.
So then we need in Manchester City to lose at least one game.
Or lose a game or draw two out of Burnley, United and Arsenal. Is that going to happen?
If you ask me which of those three teams I think have got the most chance of beating Manchester City, I'll say it's the one who's already done it once this season, which is Manchester United. So something drastic is going to happen, I think, for City to drop points. So ergo, that means that we probably won't be able to win it at Palace. But I think that we can still go out in that game and say that we are the champions and we are going to perform like champions. Because obviously there's a guy in the other dugout who we quite like to show that we're a best team than when he was in our dugout.
I wanted to finish the show, although we're going past out the immediate threshold, just to play with the idea of when we are going to win, when we're going to win the league, just from our amusement point of view. It's unlikely against Palace. The Etihad looms large, but if City beat us there, it then could very much spill to Villa or Brighton.
Any match at Anfield where Liverpool come off the pitch as being champions of England for the 19th time, absolutely fine with me.
Welcome to the EPL show. This is the one about the coronavirus. It's about the impact it can have on the Reds. I think the underlying thing here, Rob, is that I've been obsessed with the corona for 5 weeks, mainly because I've thought the only thing that can stop Liverpool are unbeaten all season. The only thing that can stop Liverpool is this mad epidemic that's in the post. Or Tobias Watford. And so I think I was building it up in my head as this big, massive, you know, this thing that this might stop Liverpool winning the league because it might postpone games. And you relaxed about the corona and the impact it can have?
No, me and our Danny had a little meeting about it after the Telegraph put out that scaremongering. Yeah. We could cancel the league. I mean, my Danny had his first thought was the same as I think a lot of us is, we better win this in a hurry, you know. As if the league has to, if they have to do something to adjourn the league or change, they're not going to just go, oh, because Liverpool have won the last four, we'll give them the league and ignore the rest of the competition. It's a piece of work, the Premier League. You either complete everyone's 38 games or not. But I think behind closed door is the funny one. In that everything's on telly and they've got to clip the frame of the screen so that you can't see. Well, they actually put maybe cut out people in there and an atmosphere
like that. Arsenal, the Arsenal stadium when they were redeveloping it.